This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. I'm joined by Elaine Brown, one of the Singleton residents who is having her land compulsorily acquired by the state government for the Singleton Bypass Project. Elaine, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
So what's your situation with your property?
Well, our situation is a bit different than the others because we've got a bridge going straight through our property, which is cutting our property in half. Yes.
So do they want all your property or only part of
it? No, only part of our property.
Okay, yeah. So what about the valuations and the offers that you've received?
Have been absolutely ridiculous, you know. If we were trying to sell that for someone to build a house on, it'd be worth a lot more. Yes, they're just, the way they go about it, they just come in there and they say, that is where it's going. You've got no choice.
What have your dealings been like with the officials? How would you characterise their conduct towards you?
Well, they haven't. They just don't care. They just come in and say, that's it. It doesn't matter what you think or what how you've done with your land, what your farm is or anything. They're just taking it off you. You just got no choice in it.
So with the offer at the moment, where does it stand? You've received an offer or you've received notification back from the Valuer General's office?
Yes, we have. And it was lower than the one that the Roads and Traffic Authority offered. Not very much, but it was still lower.
So how much less is that than what your valuation is as far as percent or dollars?
It was a hell of a lot lower than what our own private valuer valued it at. I mean, we had to get a lot of quotes because our farm is cut in two and we can't irrigate the other side of the bridge. And so you've got to get quotes for wells or dams, power, and then digging trenches to put your new irrigation system in. And they have no idea that you can't just put a hole there because water might not be there. And then you've got to, where the power's coming from, if there's not a substation there, then do you know how much a substation costs? About $60,000 for a substation that they'd have to put on the post to put as a well there.
Is it practical for you to continue on the remainder of your farm when all this happens?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And obviously you don't want to move anyway.
No, we've worked hard. It was started off a family business, and my husband is 86, and we have, in our lifetime, we have purchased all the land off our family, and we own it solely. We don't owe anybody any money, and we own the whole place. So it's stressful for my husband, because we've done all this, and he just doesn't know, you know, where he's going now. He doesn't know what he's going to do with that paddock or that paddock because they're on the other side of this bridge.
How's he going to get to the other side?
Well, they're telling us we can't drive across their land when they're under construction. We've got to drive on the road. My husband can't because he hasn't got a licence. So how's he going to drive? How are we going to get the tractor to the other side of the bridge?
Maybe there's an Uber for tractors.
We'll have to go to drone.
Stranger things have happened. What impact has this had on you and your husband's health?
It's not been good on my husband's health. His stress levels are terrible. He's been in hospital about five times in the last 18 months just for slight infections that overnight they just blow out, and next thing I've got to ring the ambulance and his temperature shoots up, and yeah, it's not very good on him.
What's your options as we stand now?
Well, if they come and they give us what our solicitor and our is valuer, it's not what I expected, but I would be very happy because his valuer is very professional, a lot more professional than the Roads or Traffic Authority, because they have no idea what one hand and the other one's doing.
But in the case of them not budging, which it doesn't sound like they will, for you and your neighbours, do you have the capacity to take it to the Land and Environment Court?
Well, I don't know whether I could be bothered. I think that's what they're trying to push us into not doing. I mean, she sent us to the Valuer General before actually our time was up. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Friday has 24 hours. And I got informed halfway through Friday that we'd been sent to the Valuer General. And I think she just tried to make an example of us, because we were the first ones that were sent there. I think she did that to chicken some of our neighbours out into signing the paperwork.
And did they?
Yes. Yes, three of them did.
So what do you say to the local state member who a lot of your neighbours have said initially said he'd help, but they're very critical of him now?
As far as I'm concerned, not just him, but even the guy that's for Labour now, they are not interested in us. They're just big-noting themselves in Parliament. They don't want to help us. They say they do. Oh, we'll come over there and we'll do this, we'll do that. They've done nothing. So, really, I couldn't give a stuff for them.
Thank you very much, Elaine.
No, you're welcome.
This is Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.